This is Four Quarter Friday, and there is no sleep on Four Quarter Friday now. From here on in, that's it. This is a party show. That's the way that it is. Matt Smith, Rob Williams, we've already been to games, been to jamborees. Week one is happening. We're in the middle of it right now. And Four Quarter Friday, presented by the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association, is in full effect on X, on YouTube, on the Chief Sports app. We want you to be a part of the website as well. And everybody knows, if there's a party, you got to get to Saluda. You got to get to Marlboro County. And we all know that in South Carolina. That's where we were last night. Rob had one that went down to the wire just off the Savannah River. I was in Tobacco Country to watch a track meet, and we have got everything to report to you and everything still in front of us for high school football. Rob, I know you didn't sleep. I didn't sleep. Our audience may not have slept because we were getting such great feedback last night as well. So we're glad to have everybody with us. We are building this community, and we are so happy to have all the hype around high school football week one that started on Thursday.
Absolutely, Smitty. It's great to be in here on a Friday morning live from the Hewitt Domodiros Law Studios. Make sure you give them a call or just visit hdlawsc.com. Brad and Dean are the best. They're on your team. And you know what? Amanda's going to get you in a good spot, and she's even better. So make sure that you go to hdlawsc.com for all of your personal injury needs. And yes, Smitty, it was a fun night on Thursday night. Glasses are a good indicator of no sleep for me. Yep. And we're up and rolling, coming out of a late Thursday night where over in Saluda, we had a defensive battle in the first half, and the offense has really got going. Abbeville coming away with the win, 35-33, big runs. Jamarion Williams, the one that sticks out as a player for me that just continued to battle. Cramps on both teams. I think we'll see a lot of that in week one, Smitty. Guys falling down on the field, limping to the sideline, needing some water, needing to be stretched out. But these guys got back in there. Saluda got it going through the air in the second half. But it was one of those things, Smitty, where Abbeville went up two scores early in the second half, and that's when the back and forth started, and Saluda was never able to quite pull back in. An early missed extra point is really what turned out to be the difference in this one. An extra point attempt on the first touchdown scored in the game by Saluda. And then a failed two-point conversion later to try to pull it back in, and that ended up being the difference, 35-33.
Special teams, you don't say. Just a reminder, we spent all this offseason talking about everything, mostly quarterbacks on this show, and we'll do that. We'll continue to do that because we have Jamar McCoy coming up, James Island, and boy, did they have a showdown. James Island, Oceanside Collegiate, probably the premier matchup in the Lowcountry. We've got Jamar McCoy coming up. In the Upstate, we'll have Matt Real join us from Boiling Springs on today's show. I got the pleasure to talk with Corey Johnson. He was the winning coach for Marlboro County last night. You got Jamie Nichols in front of Jamie Nichols at Abbeville, trying to get that championship vibe going back again. But quickly on what happened, what I saw with my own two eyes, you know, boots on the ground, Marlboro County. I may have to change my 2A championship pick because with the Bulldogs dropping to 2A.
Yeah.
Now, they are in the same region with Dillon. So, mark your calendars. We'll have to check out when that game is. Dillon and Marlboro County are in the same region. Region 6, 2A. Now, my pick, yesterday joining Jamie Bradford on Inside the Gamecocks, he said, who do you think wins 2A? I said Strom Thurmond. Because of all that they bring back and their quarterback, A.J. Hillary, who transferred from North Augusta to Strom Thurmond. Transferred out to the Peach Fields. I don't know if it's going to be Peach Fields or Tobacco Country this year because the Dogs were barking last night. They have talent everywhere. Trey Blakeney is their quarterback, and he was operating with precision. They were operating with tempo. And in talking to Corey Johnson after the game last night, he said that's because our guys got up at 5 a.m., practiced all offseason. Trey Blakeney, our quarterback, came in, did all the extra film study, and then these guys have the experience of last year. 20 of 22 starters are back. So we've got Bamberg Earhart has 18 of 22 in 1A, 20 of 22 starters coming back for Marlborough County. We've got, I don't know how many, the number for Strom Thurmond, but it was a lot of key pieces, a lot of the names that you knew that won the state, that claimed a state championship last year in 2A return, and then they kind of upped the ante by bringing A.J. Hillary in to help that talent level. So there's your 1A, 2A report. We'll get to all the things that happened last night and all the things that are happening tonight as well, but I know we want to get to Jamar McCoy because that is a game that you have your eyes on, Rob. You talked about that one during the offseason. Oceanside Collegiate and James Island. Now, we do want to give, I'll give this news, or I might set you up for it, Rob, because you were all over this. If you've been, and I really encourage you to go to our website, fourquarterfriday.com, get on the message board, get on the Varsity Club. It's easy to join. It's affordable to join right now. You definitely want to be a part of this because you get news like this right off the rip. So, Rob, you were right in the midst of South Point and Ridgeview not being able to get together this week. And Huff Northwestern moving. So you can tell those stories quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we got an appetizer course last night, Smitty. We can go through some of those scores in just a moment. We get the main course tonight, and then Northwestern and Huff going to give us a dessert platter tomorrow as you get a matchup of two of the top schools in the Carolinas, maybe the number one school, arguably, in South Carolina, maybe the number one school in North Carolina in Huff, both state champions in 2025, facing off tomorrow at 4 p.m. at District 3 Stadium in Rock Hill. I'll be on site for that one. Ridgeview and South Point, the number one in-state game, number three South Point versus number eight Ridgeview, a top 10 matchup, star-studded, one that everybody, I think, was really looking forward to. A battle of 5A and 4A, kind of a measuring stick for both of these teams early in the season, Smitty. Can't get on the same page with weather coming in on Friday, potentially. A lot of teams decided to move to Thursday. You know, we reported that, you know, Ridgeview wanted to play Thursday. I think South Point wanted to play Saturday. They couldn't get on the same page with that. And so that game is just falling off the schedule. And we'll move on to week two with both of those schools, Smitty. But we have plenty of big matchups still. You had the top 10 matchups in the state this week. You and I both went around and did top five matchups in each of our six areas. Again, if you're not familiar with fourquarterfriday.com, the Upstate, Midlands, CSRA, the Greater Rock Hill area, the PD Grand Strand, and the Lowcountry make up our coverage areas. And so if you live in one of those areas and you want to see what's happening there, then you can simply look at our lists or our updates, scores, previews, whatever the case may be, for your area. That's going to go across classifications and be the schools that you are familiar with, not just the ones that maybe fall in 4A or 3A, for example, or even in a specific region. As we know, that realignment this year has some things kind of crossing area lines, Smitty. So excited to see what's going on. I'll do a couple of scores here. We'll mix these in throughout the show. We'll start in the PD Grand Strand. You mentioned Marlborough County, 61-20 over Myrtle Beach. Marion wins 33-6 over King Street. East Columbus, North Carolina comes down and beats Green Sea Floyd's 12-8. Darlington, 19-14 over Lamar, and Lake City gets it 20-7 over Hannah Pamplico, Smitty. A lot of stuff happening last night, and we are getting ready for tonight as well.
Yep, and I'll give the Midlands score quickly as well because Midlands ended up with a lot of games shifting. Fairfield Central, which is the top-ranked 1A team in our Rivals composite rankings, defeated Lower Richland 34-7 last night. You've told me about their wide receiver. Go ahead and hit us with that note, Tyquarius.
Tyquarius Shannon, one of the most explosive athletes in the state. I think we're going to see a lot out of him. Committed to Gardner-Webb. A highly ranked receiver. Contacts have told us they think he could be one of the top receivers in the state in a year when guys like Trey Wembley at Daniel and Amari Patterson at Bluffton kind of dominate some of those wide receiver headlines. Don't forget about Shannon, who's over there at a 1A school. He's going to be electric. He already is electric, and we're starting to see that early in the season as the Griffins get started with a win.
All right. Keenan Edge, Swansea last night, 36-34. How about this? Chambers might be really good. Chambers out of North Carolina defeated Gray Collegiate 50-21. We talked about this all offseason. Do not overreact to some of these scores. Gray Collegiate's going to be plenty good out of the Midlands.
And I have a note there as well as quarterback Xavier Wright coming off the foot injury. Smitty did play last night, was able to get in there, thinks he'll be 100% next week, but was a little bit limited, only played a couple series in the second half. So just over a half of football for Gray Collegiate's quarterback. And as that game started to separate, he came off the field to try to make sure he's healthy and ready to go for week two.
There you go. And what will matter for Gray Collegiate, obviously, region play, playoffs.
Exactly.
Hammond defeated Brooklyn Casey 31-13 last night. Andrew Jackson edged Sherrall by an eyelash 13-12. We might have to get a report on that one. Dreer all over North Central 56-13. How about this one? C.A. Johnson blanks Chesterfield 44-0. Mid Carolina doubles up 96-42-21. And Cardinal Newman defeats Leadership Academy of Lexington. That's out of Alabama. So that's a lot of confusion there. But wow. Cardinal Newman rolled 34-0. We'll bring you more scores as we roll through the rest of this program here on Four Quarter Friday. And we'll also preview tonight's game. We'll make sure we do that. But we don't want to short those that have been waiting for Jamar McCoy, who is always good. And he's got plenty of information to lay on us. One of the biggest games in the state tonight happens in the Lowcountry. It's Oceanside Collegiate at James Island. Of course, Oceanside going for a fourth consecutive state championship. James Island is right there. They are a championship contender. And Jamar McCoy exudes confidence. So let's hear from the James Island head coach as his team prepares to host the Land Sharks tonight. This game came together because your guys are going to be tested right out of the chute this year.
Yeah, we over the years since I've been here, we've become a pretty good program. Rightfully so, the kids have earned it. They worked their tails off to get this program as one of the premier programs in the state in 5A football, and you know we wanted to put on display this season how much we've worked in this space. You know, we open up the season with four powerhouse programs. You know, we got Oceanside tonight, South Florence next week, Great Collegiate the week after that, and we're going to a bye, and then we play Somerville. So we play four top 15, top 20 teams to open up the season. And, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So all those teams either played for a lower state title or played for a state title last season, and that's by design. That's no accident. So we want to be mentioned up there year in, year out with one of the better football teams in the state.
Coach Jamar McCoy joining us, James Island High School. Coach, if your team is playing to its standard offensively, tell us what it looks like. And you could share some of those names as well. What are your expectations for the way your offense plays, the way they execute? What will it look like for people who are in the stands when your offense is humming?
We're a quarterback-centered offense. How Brady plays is how good we'll be. You know, Brady's been in our program for years and years now. He understands our expectations. He knows them like the back of his hand because I've been harping on him since he was a seventh grader. He knows the nuances of the offense. He understands what makes us go. He understands his audible play card and what he's allowed to do and what he's not allowed to do. So how well he's able to go out there, get a pre-snap, post-snap read, you know, digest it and spit it back up, and the production that comes out of that is how good we'll be. So, you know, no small feat what he has to do Friday night. But, you know, it's Brady's game. He's our coach on the field, and he knows that. So how well he does is how well the offense does.
Check the State Line High School scoreboard every Friday night on the Chief Sports app.
If you have experienced any sort of damage to your home or business, smoke, water, fire, or mold, visit RestaprosMidlandsSC.com, proud supporters of South Carolina High School Athletics.
Leading Edge Fundraising is the number one fundraising solution in South Carolina for middle and high schools, club teams, and colleges. At Leading Edge, a personal representative does the work for you to make more money in just 1 hour. Leading Edge is your solution. It's a one-stop shop for over 10 different fundraising options that all run off the same proven process. Don't stress about insufficient budgets or lack of materials. Contact Leading Edge today and raise funds fast. Leading Edge, South Carolina. Raise more, do more, win more. LeadingEdgeFundraising.com.
When playing sports, you want a coach that will fight for you. At Hewitt Diamandouros Law Firm, we've got your back. Whether it's personal injury, insurance disputes, negligence, or wrongful death, our team delivers exceptional legal services that makes meaningful difference in the lives of the individuals and families we work for. Visit hdlawsc.com. hdlawsc.com. Hewitt Diamandouros, we're on your team.
Palm Casual Outdoor Patio Furniture proudly supports high school athletics across South Carolina. If it's time to make your outdoor space the best it can be, with lifetime warranties and guarantees, visit one of our Palm Casual stores in Myrtle Beach, Bluffton, Somerville, or Mount Pleasant. PalmCasual.com. PalmCasual.com. Turn on the lights. It's Friday night.
Welcome back to Four Quarter Friday, part of the Chief Sports Network. Let's talk ball.
Rob Williams with you here. You just heard from Jamar McCoy. They have one of the biggest games in the state. As a matter of fact, we'll have that debate in just a moment. Let me quickly go through the rest of what happened last night. Blackville Hilda handled Denmark Olar 36-0. These are the scores from the CSRA area. Barnwell, the War Horses, in their final year before they come together, the other schools from their county defeated Buford 33-12. Aiken toppled Lakeside out of Georgia 31-7. So chalk one up for the good guys in South Carolina. And then the game Rob took in, Abbeville over Saluda 35-33. You need to go to fourquarterfriday.com because we're going to have access to everything. And our YouTube page, our podcast, you're going to see the full interview with Jamar McCoy, my conversation with Corey Johnson last night, who is now looks like a state championship contender with Marlboro County after defeating Myrtle Beach 61-20 last night. They've got weaponry everywhere, and they've got a pass rusher in Jaden Ash and another one on the other side, Quillick Odom, who both impressed me. Rob has got a talk with Jamie Nichols. And, you know, look, Abbeville's not really near a metropolis, so Jamie Nichols isn't on camera all that often during the season. Rob Williams got him. Also, in the Lowcountry, just a couple of scores from the Lowcountry last night. Goose Creek, Oliver Stahl, 53-7, so the Gators look good. And Berkeley, who we expect to be good this year, shut out Stratford, 36-0 in the upstate east side at Chapman. Did kick off last night, but it was called after 8 minutes, and there's just lightning strike after lightning strike. That game's going to resume tonight at 6 o'clock in Inman. So for those of you that live in Spartanburg County, you might be able to pull in a doubleheader tonight. Check out east side of Chapman and then get to another game. And in the greater Rock Hill area, there were some games last night. Lancaster over Chester, 49-21. Pageland Central, 56. Louisville, 14. Lake Wylie, 41. Ballantyne Ridge, 35. York shut out Westwood, 26-0. Ridgeview and South Point, a game we were all looking forward to. We had written about it at fourquarterfriday.com. It has been canceled. No makeup date scheduled. So, Rob, with that, I'll tee you up. With that as your setup, now, what is the premier game in the state of South Carolina? Is it Jamar McCoy and James Island taking on Oceanside Collegiate? Is it way up there in the upstate, Spartanburg and Gaffney, that grudge match? Gaffney, a team we expect to compete in 4A after dropping a classification. If I open the board to you, Rob, where would you go?
That's tough, Smitty. I mean, you mentioned the top two games in terms of rankings, right? Like Spartanburg and Gaffney, there's a big history there. That's a top 12 matchup, a top 15 matchup there in the Lowcountry with James Island and Oceanside. I think both games have big time implications for where these teams are. We've mentioned, don't panic, right? Don't overreact to results in week one, as we know that they may not be indicative of what's going to happen later in the season. But in both of those games, specifically in the upstate with Spartanburg and Gaffney, you've got a lot of pride on the line, and you now have an opportunity with teams in two different classifications to have a game that really doesn't impact the region. It's just simply a border war of two neighboring counties, schools that have played for decades, Smitty, a lot of history. I think maybe that would be where I'm going. I love what Jamar McCoy had to say to us, and you obviously understand the juggernaut that is Oceanside and what they've done in the past several years and what the expectations are for Oceanside this year. James Island trying to get off to a hot start. That schedule for Jamar McCoy and the Trojans is lethal, Smitty. It's tough. It is tough. But if I'm just looking at environment, if I'm looking at tradition and history, if I'm looking at a star-studded matchup, I'm probably headed to Spartanburg and Gaffney just to see what the Vikings are working with. Trenton Lynch is an accomplished running back at a school where there have been many accomplished running backs. Gaffney is seemingly putting the skill positions together to be electric at the reservation. Shocker, right?
Right.
Question mark, though, for me going into the season for Gaffney is the line of scrimmage. Through the preseason, we received some reports. We were able to see some film where maybe there's a couple of questions there. Is that just Jamboree stuff, or is that going to linger into the season? I think we'll find out with that matchup against Spartanburg, and so that's probably the one that I have my eye on the most. Smitty, obviously Northwestern and Huff on Saturday provides an opportunity for any and everybody to go up and see a star-studded matchup as the Huskies come down from North Carolina, and they have talent on talent, including former Catawba Ridge and South Carolina resident Josh Dobson, who is a top 15 player in the country for Huff, playing his senior season outside of the state of South Carolina, but a player that we are all familiar with. And then we've talked at length about Northwestern, Xavier Means, the weapons that he now has around him in Caden Vasselin, Malik Ratliff. You're going to be able to see this this defense kind of get out there with Jaden Arrington, Jalen Richardson, and Dash Holly and more. So we'll see what Paige Wofford and Northwestern can do in the battle between South Carolina and North Carolina. They're playing against Huff. There's a lot going on tonight, though, Smitty, before we get to Saturday. There's a lot of big-time matchups. And, you know, here, I'll give you a sleeper. You mentioned the CSRA. Mm-hmm. Not as many – CSRA, we'll call it what it is. Not as many ranked teams in the top 25 coming out of that region, a smaller area of the state. Not as many schools. But North Augusta going over to Strom Thurmond definitely has my attention. Yeah. Definitely has my attention. North Augusta is favored in this game. Strom Thurmond coming off a state championship. We mentioned the talent that they have. North Augusta has high expectations for 2026, Smitty. This is a rivalry game that means something over there, and it's in the Peach Field. So I've kind of got the corner of my eye peeking over to Johnston in Edgefield County.
Well, I think certainly it's a great measuring stick game for both teams because it doesn't matter to me. Now, it will matter a great deal to the people in Edgefield and North Augusta what the final score is. But what I want to know is, how does A.J. Hillary fit in with that new club at Strom Thurmond, defending state champions? And what I want to know from North Augusta is, are they ready from week one to bring that championship caliber intensity? Because the talent is there. Simeon Jones Jr. on the defensive line, so impressive, on his way to James Madison, committed to James Madison. And he's not alone. We talked to Richard Bush from North Augusta, and he said, yeah, well, Jones is going to draw double teams, but that could be a mistake because there's dudes all over the front seven for the Yellow Jackets. And, of course, they've got a talented quarterback. They lost A.J. Hillary, transfers out to Strom Thurmond, but they have Colin Tillman, who looks a lot like A.J. Hillary in terms of what you see on what they put on film. And also, look, there's an extra layer here. You mentioned the rivalry. You talk about the fan bases, the tradition at both schools, but they're playing against their boy. Now, can you imagine? You and I probably didn't encounter this nearly as much because the eras were different, but like your guy, your team leader is on the other side. And now that front seven I just talked about for North Augusta is pinning its ears back to rush the passer against A.J. Hillary, and he knows what they bring. They've met each other before on the practice field, and now they do it under the lights.
It has even more flavor to it than that, Smitty, too, because A.J. Hillary, if you're not familiar with the Hillary name, Hillary played at Strom Thurmond, and A.J.'s father, Antoine, was the head coach at Strom Thurmond for more than a decade and was on that staff for nearly two decades. So the bloodline for Strom Thurmond Rebels and Hillary's runs thick, okay? So whether it's Coco or Ira or Aramis or Antoine, the list goes on and on. And now it's AJ's turn. Familiarity with both sides. I saw them in the spring. He had been at Strom Thurmond for 1 week, and I could not tell that he had just picked up the playbook. I actually asked the coach, so who's out there playing quarterback? Because I thought there was no way after a week it would be that smooth with AJ Hillary coming in and learning the plays. So he looked in control. We'll see what it looks like when they have pads on. It's real football. That was, obviously just spring practice and a long time ago. A lot has happened since then, Smitty. One other story that I wanted to get to here, and I'll give you the Greater Rock Hill scores along with it. Lancaster 49-21 over Chester. Central Pageland 56-14 over Louisville. York 26-0 over Westwood. I think you gave those a moment ago, but the one that I want to point out, Lake Wylie, 41-35 over Ballantyne Ridge. First year for this program. Nick Pelham comes over from White Knoll, and in game one, the Chargers go 1-0. This is one of those stories, Smitty, where I think, the first ever victory for a program, brand new school, needed because of the growth in the area, splits off from Clover. Pelham came in when there was basically no facility, no weight room. Now they have a state-of-the-art weight room with a turf strip in there. And the facilities look great, and the Chargers go 1-0 at their first opportunity ever as a team. This is something to reflect on. We have so much history in this state. There are still opportunities for new teams to step in, and this is a school that is just because of the growth of our great state of South Carolina that had to be created. Clover was bursting at the seams. We got to put another school up, guys.
I know it. Stay right there.
And now they create a new tradition.
And stay right there, Rob. And our first quarter today, presented by Bill Maloney, State Farm Insurance. And we're now into, and now into the second quarter. If you missed any part of the show, Jamar McCoy, and you also can get the full interview with Jamar McCoy, head coach for James Island, on our YouTube page. So a lot of ways to reach us, Chief Sports app on YouTube. You can find us on Twitter at 4QuarterSC. And you can also hit the website, 4QuarterFriday.com. Jump on the Varsity Club message board. We want to make sure that you guys are a part of that. This is where you can get all of that news, more in-depth information, and then you can contribute as well. You throw some stuff at us, we'll go hunt it down, because I've already seen 11 teams in the last 5 or 6 days. Rob is talking to dozens of coaches on and off the record. Some of that's on our YouTube page. Some of this intel we're getting off the record as well, and some of it lands on the message board, the Varsity Club, so be there. But I wanted you to stay right there, Rob. Clover plays Fort Mill. If you are Fort Mill, you have to get some wins early because of your schedule.
You do.
You can't afford to not hit the ground with some momentum and precision. And this is a great rivalry, Clover and Fort Mill. And, of course, you've got Bennett Swigert up there now involved in this game. Fort Mill's ranked number 42 in our rivals composite. And look, they weren't bad last year. They were 5-6, but with the schedule they're playing, it's so difficult to navigate that you can be a 5-6 team. You're a pretty good club. They were a playoff team last year. And the Yellow Jackets are going to face Catawba, York Nation, Ford, Westwood, Dorman, Spartan High, Rock Hill, Northwestern, and Boiling Springs. I'm not saying this is a must win, but I'm saying you can't afford to come out slowly because you might be playing your best football later in the season. You're playing Dorman, Spartan High, Rock Hill, Northwestern. You can't get wins. You might play great football and not pick up W's later. So I think it's on Fort Mill to come out hot.
They have to do that, Smitty. You're right. This is not a bad Fort Mill team. In fact, I think it's a pretty good Fort Mill team. But the schedule is going to test them, and it's going to test them throughout the entirety of the season. The region is brutal. Brutal. We talked to Matt Reel. You mentioned Boiling Springs on that schedule. Same region. Same kind of setup. And you can see that full video again on our YouTube or at our podcast channels, Apple or Spotify. But for Fort Mill, this is an interesting matchup. Brand new team at Clover with Bennett Swigert, as you mentioned. We've heard about AJ Shealy, the quarterback. I think that he is going to be legit for Clover. The question is, how many pieces does Swigert have around his quarterback for them to get out there and make some noise in a region that includes South Point and others? So early on, measuring stick again. Which one of these teams gets the edge? We know that, you know, I don't know, Smitty, do you subscribe to the you are what your record says you are theory?
No. I know where that comes from. I know what Bill Parcells originally said that, and I know what he means. What he's suggesting is you've got to stack up the wins. It doesn't matter if you're playing good football. But in our state, the level with the schedules can be so disparate. In other words, a team like Gaffney can play up because of their rivals and play a lot of 5A teams. And if Gaffney comes out and they're like 2-2 after four games, is anybody going to tell me they're not going to be a threat later? That's not right. That's just not true.
Right.
So that what Bill Parcells said, you have to look at the context. That's an NFL quote. So no, I don't believe that at all. I think it's entirely possible. We saw it last year. I'm trying to think who the best example was last year of a team that kind of scuffled throughout the regular season and then got hot at the end of the year just at the right time because they played such a difficult schedule and then went on a playoff run.
We've seen it multiple times with Drew Marlowe at South Florence. Now he's there, you go. Obviously, but a team where, you know, and he's been one that has said to us, I want to test the team early and we're going to worry about making a run when we get to region play and getting into the playoffs. He's much more concerned about winning late than he is about winning early. That's a point of emphasis for Sumter, who has won more regular season games in the past 10 years in the state, Smitty, than any team not named Dutch Fork. I'll say that again. Sumter has won more regular season games in the past decade than any team in this state not named Dutch Fork.
You know, I like them.
But they have not made a run in the playoffs. the depth of their runs in the playoffs, they've ended second round. That's kind of been the MO. So Marlowe now looking for a shift of focus. He had it at South Florence. You mentioned it statewide there. Just, you kind of get some tests early. We'll go back to Fort Mill and Clover here. I think that you're going to find out something about both of these teams tonight, Smitty. But it's not a deal breaker necessarily. But with the schedules that they have in front of them, Fort Mill specifically, it would be good to go ahead and grab some early momentum and get a win.
All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do a couple of things. One of them, Rob, is we're going to go to the Midlands, and I'm going to tell you the best game, the spotlight game, the game that I would choose if I could wave a magic wand and get there. I will give you that game. It's happening in the Midlands. I'll give that to you when we come back, and we've also got Boiling Springs head coach Matt Real. We'll talk about everything that's happening in the upstate as well, but we'll go to the Midlands first. When we come back, this is Four Quarter Friday. Go to fourquarterfriday.com. Jump on the Varsity Club message board. It's all presented by the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association. Back on Four Quarter Friday, Matt Smith and Rob Williams. We've already been to games. It was all about Jamborees last week. Thursday night, Rob and I, we stayed up. We traveled. Rob was at Saluda Abbeville. And I was at Myrtle Beach, Marlboro County. Also had eyes at Eastside Chapman. That game is going to resume tonight at 6 o'clock. We were getting updates from everywhere on X. So, listen, we want you to, the best thing to do is just get in the ecosystem. Get in the ecosystem. And the easiest way to do that is go to fourquarterfriday.com and join. And then you jump on the message board. That we've got live blogs happening on the website. We're going to have updates through X. We've got podcasts. We've got interviews with coaches up on YouTube. But the best thing to do is get in the ecosystem by going to fourquarterfriday.com. That's where you can both receive information and then contribute. Go back and forth. Tell us what we're missing, because there are more than 200 football teams playing on Friday nights in South Carolina. Obviously, we can't be everywhere. We have to make our choices. I'm doing television games. I've got North Myrtle Beach and Socasty tonight on WPDE. I'll be calling that game, and then we're going to have people all over the place. Rob, you're going to be sitting in on the radio show with Justin Hall in the Midlands, so you'll be receiving that information. And we're also going to, amidst all that, we're going to do our best to populate things all over the place in that ecosystem for you. But the best thing to do is go to fourquarterfriday.com, join, then you're in, man. Then you're in, and then it all works from there.
That's it, Smitty. Fourquarterfriday.com, again, we had top five games in each of our six coverage areas across the state. You had the top 10 games across the state. I'll mention a couple and tee you up for one here. Obviously, we mentioned Berkeley and Stratford last night. T.O. Hanna and BHP is one that I have my eyes on. Top 25 matchup up there. South Florence gets going against Hilton Head. The Vic Floyd era begins at the beginning of the Willie Alford era. White Knoll goes over to AC Flora tonight. Hillcrest at Dorman is a big one in the upstate. Lines of scrimmage under Amos Lamb, first year as the head coach, strong for Hillcrest. But Dorman is loaded and rightfully ranked number 6. We've talked about this one, Smitty. Sumter and Drew Marlowe start that era by heading over to John McKissick and playing Somerville. This is a top 16 matchup. Somerville ranked number 7 in the state coming into the
year.
Love
this game.
This is a phenomenal, phenomenal matchup where we're going to get to learn about two powerhouse programs, Smitty. But there's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of talk in the Midlands. I'll let you talk about
smack talk.
The one game that you have your eye on, and we will have eyes there as well tonight for Four Quarter Friday.
That's right. So definitely, as I'm saying, you definitely want to follow us on X. Tell a friend at Four Quarter Friday S, at Four Quarter SC, but it's at Four Quarter Friday SC. Do I have that right on X?
It's our own X. It's just at Four Quarter SC.
At Four Quarter SC. Okay, I had it right the first time. At Four Quarter SC. But the easiest thing to do is go to fourquarterfriday.com. But and also catch us on Chief Sports app and the YouTube. But I show my age calling it the YouTube. You gotta just dial up the YouTube, plug it in.
Get on the Twitter machine, the Google.
Yeah, you have to get on the Twitter machine and the face space. All right. Yes, Rockhill Irmo. And we had Aaron Brand on. And, of course, we've talked to Leon Boulware as well, head coach for Rockhill. But so much smack. But here's why I'm saying that I love this. It's got the Ali Frazier vibes. Rockhill's good. Now, they are ranked 30th in our Rivals composite at fourquarterfriday.com. I'm telling you, everything we hear from you, from people that live in Football City, USA, from the transfers that are coming in, from some of their best players, their key pieces entering their season, senior season, and they want to leave a mark. They want to leave a legacy. They don't want to leave Rockhill as being one of the disappointing groups. That team's not going to back down. And Irmo played in back-to-back state championship games. Aaron Brand has got this team fired up and thinking, no, they're in 4A now. The time is now. So you have this that collision course, that backdrop, both coaches talking smack. As a matter of fact, Aaron Brand talked a little smack with us, said, we're going to see how Rockhill can do in a phone booth. This is fantastic. It has all the makings with talent everywhere, future college football players everywhere, coaches that aren't afraid to brag on their players, and two communities. I mean, watch out. There's going to be a caravan coming down from the Rockhill area down to Irmo. This is awesome. If I could be anywhere tonight, it would be here. Rockhill Irmo, to me, that's the top game in the state.
I'm really excited about it, Smitty. I'm really excited to talk to both Aaron Brand and Leon Boulware after the game. And I'm also excited that we will have very trusted eyes at this one tonight, and we're gonna get premium updates from what's going on right on that Four Quarter SC X account and on the live blog there on fourquarterfriday.com. A little extra if you head over to fourquarterfriday.com, you're gonna get a little more. We want to make sure that you head over there. And again, 75% off right now. Make sure you take advantage of the deal. We are into the football season. This will not last. Make sure that you do that. And we are around all year, not just football. We're here for every sport. We've got volleyball season going on right now, Smitty. And we'll be into the winter sports before we know it. Now, don't want to wish away too much time, but just understand, you want to get that deal taken care of right now and subscribe at fourquarterfriday.com so that you are covered with every other sport as well. And we're really excited. I think that the matchup between the talent at Irmo and the upstart Bearcats at Rockhill under Leon Boulware is gonna tell us a lot. 5A, 4A now with Irmo moving down. This should be really, really fun.
It's gonna be awesome. Now, I don't know that Rockhill can stand up to what Irmo is gonna do at the line of scrimmage because they've got Jaden Bryant on the defensive front, who is a big time recruit. I believe that he's committed to Miami. You've got Nate Carson, who will be paving the way for the Irmo run game. Nate Carson is a Gamecock commitment. But over at Rockhill, and of course, I keep saying it, track speed on the outside for Irmo, but JoJo Brooks and Caden Watkins in the secondary.
Saw them last week, Smitty.
You saw them last week? Advertised?
Absolutely as advertised. Caden Watkins can do something with the ball in his hands. Had a big return in the on special teams as well. So you're looking at a couple of, you know, guys for this team. You got Nigel Leitner. You mentioned JoJo Brooks, Caden Watkins. It's a laundry list of skill position talent on offense and defense. And maybe some of those guys you'll see go a little bit of both ways.
Well, that's really cool. We have to get to our interview with Matt Rill, who is wonderful. And I encourage everybody, check out the full interview, which will be posted to our YouTube page. Just searching YouTube for Quarter Friday. But Matt Reel is somebody who took North Myrtle Beach to the state championship level. Nobody thought you could do that. And now he is building things at Boiling Springs. So Let's hear from Bulldogs head coach as Boiling Springs prepares to open their season. Here is Matt Real on Four Quarter Friday.
Coach, you talk about the offense there. Let's flip it over to the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, Dennis Glenn Jr. is there to kind of anchor the defensive line committed to Rutgers. Talk about the defense a little bit. What's the mentality there on that side of the ball, and how does that propel you into kind of the next thing I would want to talk about, which is region play that is absolutely stacked with your name schools?
Yeah. I think when I first got here, I brought my guy with me. I felt like I had to have a guy that I knew was going to be a trench guy with me no matter what happened. And Rashad Graham was that guy. And, you know, Rashad's now the head coach at West Ashley, doing great things down there. But the mentality started when he got here. And it was just, we're going to be physical. We're going to run fast. We're going to play tough. There's going to be no excuses. We're going to get to the football, and we're going to create chaos. And I've never been anywhere where we were just, you know, 275, 280 pounds across the front, where we could just kind of be two gappers and really just eat things up. We've always had to be aggressive. We always had to move. And I love that style of football. I think we got to be aggressive. I think we don't need to sit back. We need to be the guys that are going and making plays and doing things. So, Rashad did a great job of implementing that just mentality into our guys. And then we got Taylor Anderson, who, when Rashad got his head job, Taylor came over. He's a Bowling Springs grad, played here, was an All-American at North Greenville, and just has a mentality to him, has an edge to him that is kind of infectious, man. Like, once you get around him, it just breeds off on you. And our guys have really bought into that. We talk about rude boys. That's kind of our thing. And it's just, you know, when the game starts, like, you can be as rude as you want to be, as long as we're within the confines of the game. But, you know, when you're at class, when you're off the field, when you're doing all the things in the community, like, you can be a great human being. But just understand it, man, when you walk onto that field and when those lights come on, it's okay to be that guy. And I think our guys have really, you've seen it from our secondary guys now. Jamarcus had a really big hit Friday night in our Jamboree. And just kind of, it just took off, you know, from that moment on, for just the energy and how things went. We got a lot of guys over there with Dennis. Dennis is obviously the big name, the guy that's established himself. And by all means, he deserves every compliment thrown his way, because I haven't been around a better one than him. But we got a lot of seniors on that side of the ball that have been doing it a long time and doing it at a high clip as well. And we're really excited about those guys and what they're going to do. And, you know, when you got a really good defense, typically it limits, you know, the points you have to score to win games. And we've done a really good job the last, you know, 2 years of scoring on defense. We scored on defense last Friday. And I think, you know, being able to do that is going to be huge for us. And I think, too, just like when we had Favorite here last year and the year before, you know, people kind of tend to go away from those guys. And it allows some of our other guys a ton of opportunities to make plays. So, really, with Dennis, I've been telling our other D linemen and our linebackers, like, it's great for y'all, because he's going to get attention every single play, which means they're going to open up lanes for you guys to go make plays. And I think we've done a really good job of doing that. And I'll say this, Dennis has done a great job of not being selfish. You know, there may be games where he don't get his, as far as like four or five sacks a game or whatever that may look like. You know, he doesn't get eight or nine tackles for loss that game, but his job is to eat up those linemen. And to give our other guys opportunities to do that. And he is the most selfless kid I've ever been around. He just does everything he can for our team. And we really just play off of him and those other guys we got. So it's fun just getting to coach kids that care about each other and care about the bigger picture as far as, you know, what we're trying to get accomplished as a football team.
From the Lowcountry to the Upstate, from the Midlands to the PD, we've got you covered. This is our state. South Carolina matters to us, all of South Carolina. We love talking ball, and we love talking ball with you. Thank you for tuning into the Four Quarter Friday High School Show. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on the Chief Sports Network. Proudly presented by the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association.
Four Quarter Friday, rolling to a close here. That was Matt Real. Again, full interview up on our YouTube page. Just check out Four Quarter Friday at YouTube. Matt Real and the Bulldogs will open with Southside Christian. All right. Again, we've Been to the Jamborees. Saw some action last night. I was super impressed with Marlboro County. Rob came away, was at Saluda Abbeville. I think impressed with both of those clubs. We talked, we spotlighted a lot of games. Rob, what are the three games we just cannot leave out as we roll out here? What are three more games? I want three more games from you that we have to talk about before it goes 10 bells.
Yes, Mitty. Thanks again to Jamar McCoy, Matt Real on the Leading Edge guest line here with us today. It's been a fun week one with you, but we're not done yet. I'll remind everybody as well, we will be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll have some recap for you on what's happening here on Friday night. And you mentioned it, Friday night. Here's three under-the-radar ones for me, Smitty, that I don't think you want to miss out on. Number one, Chapin goes to Lugoff Elgin. This is a new era under Corey Helms at Chapin. Really, really tough year for Chapin last year. And so I think they have some talent and they have some belief. And they have continued to improve during the preseason. I'm interested to see what this team looks like on the road. Lugoff has some talent, maybe a little bit of a sleeper. Do they have enough talent all the way around to be a state championship contender? We will find out. But early on, they've got, you know, E.J. Richardson is a kid that that head coach Jarvis Littlejohn told us he thinks is a clone of Percy Harvin. So if you want to see electric, get on out to Lugoff tonight. Fountain Inn is at Greenville. I think Fountain Inn is a little bit underrated, a quarterback there in Sam Holliday, who was an All-State player, four-year starter, going to be a college quarterback. I think that there's a lot of ability there for him. And Greenville has been a team that has gone through so much coaching change, Smitty, over the past 5 years. Scoot Watson there now with an opportunity to get the Red Raiders in good shape. And I think that they have talent to be competitive this year. And then lastly, you know, the one that I'm looking at over in Woodruff. Broome is headed over to Woodruff. We want to find out, what does this Woodruff team look like this year, Smitty? A late roster change, I guess you could say, with Aiden Gibson going on to Rutgers in the middle of the summer. We've talked to Connor Davis, the quarterback there. He's a senior. He's got a lot of history. His dad, his grandfather, both on state championship teams at Woodruff. I think that Woodruff may have an opportunity to make that run this year. They've got a chance. They've got the talent. Makai McClintock catching the football is a big time athlete and has a lot of ability after the catch as well. Curtis Bell has some really great athleticism to make plays for them too. So we'll see what the Wolverines can do as they get the season kicked off against a familiar foe from across Spartanburg County. That's District 3 against District 4. Broome Centurions headed over to play at Woodruff. I want to see what both of those teams look like tonight, Smitty. So you got a couple of games there in the upstate. You got Chapin going over to Lugoff, kind of in the outskirts of the Midlands. And we'll see some of these new teams. We mentioned this one earlier. I'll give you a bonus really, really fast. White Knoll at AC Flora, brand new head coaches, right? Big time programs. White Knoll is a number 11 preseason. What does Vic Floyd have over there? We've heard some really good things about him from coaches around the state. We know Willie Offord had a lot of attrition on that roster. That was not a whole lot he could do about coming in, just the hand that he was dealt. How quickly can the Falcons jump back up and be competitive with the roster they have here in 2026? We broke the news the other night. Rig Scott, the starting quarterback for AC Flora, winning that battle over Lower Richland transfer Gerald Gibson. So we will see what he looks like in the early going as well, Smitty.
Yeah, Victor Floyd, is the one that is so fascinating to me, because are we in an era? Usually you don't want to back coaches first year with a program, but are we in an era where there's so much movement? Coordinators too.
Yep.
That they can put it, because Victor Floyd, championship coach, White Knoll, talent ready to emerge, put them together, put them in the crucible. Can it happen in 1 year? Or is it going to take time at White Knoll? That's what I want to see. And Willie Alford's going to win at AC Flora. That area at Forest Acres is growing. More talent coming in. Willie Alford has a name. Willie Alford has a background. He's got a game plan. That's going to work. All right, we got to roll out of here. I'm on TV tonight, Friday Night Rivals. We'll try to get you all the updates we can. FourQuarterFriday.com. We'll get you everything we can. We've got as you said, Harrison, on boots on the ground, Irmo, Rock Hill, our man is going to be there. So look for updates from there. Go to fourquarterfriday.com. If you haven't seen J.J. Brown, all-world wide receiver for Myrtle Beach, I'm going to have a highlight posted over there. And Rob, tell us where you're going to be tonight in the studio.
I'll be on 107.5 tonight with Justin Hall. Scoreboard show. Make sure that you guys, we want all of you to call in. I'll give our friend Roger here in the chat box. The chat box has been really active today. My mistake. I said that game was at Woodruff. I'm looking at my spreadsheet. This game, Broome, Woodruff at Broome. So thanks, Roger, for making sure that we are in line over here.
Yeah, because we want everybody going. We want, that's what we want more than anything, is everybody at the games.
You got it.
We want you to get in the games. Tell us what you see. If you can't make it to the games, the next best thing is go to fourquarterfriday.com and just catch the updates. And we'll have eyes at Rock Hill Irmo. You'll be updating things because you'll be in the studio. I'll be updating things kind of after 10 o'clock. I'll catch up with you guys. I've got Soxty and North Myrtle Beach on television. Until
you just call the radio and we'll talk. We'll talk after you get off the air down there.
That's right.
In the PD. Grand Strand area, Smitty. Yeah, I mean, I would encourage everybody listening, everybody watching, everybody who catches a clip, go to the Varsity Club, give us scores and updates. We can't be at 110 games at once, and we want to make sure we have you updated. Thank you for being here today. Week one, Smitty, we're ready to roll.
Oh, week one. It's here. It's a party. Thank you to the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association. We'll catch everybody. We'll see you all on the Varsity Club message board at fourquarterfriday.com. Inside the Gamecocks is next on the Chief Sports Network.